And you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Well, Femaxine is a natural supplement that was developed in Europe. It is manufactured under strict good manufacturing practices, with the main ingredient being uricitonin, which is a proprietary ingredient, which is a molecule obtained from the pollen of three flowers, the Graminae, Poaceae, and Pinacea flowers. It also contains flower seed extract, pumpkin seed extract, and vitamin E. And the uricitonin in Femaxin helps with incontinence by sending signals to the muscarinic M3 receptors in the bladder. These are little receptors at the edge of the bladder that are responsible for the contracting signals of the bladder, which means these are the ones who open and close at command. We also have it also has flower seed extract, which helps with what is called the detrusor muscles, and pumpkin seed extract, which support lower urinary tract health. Well, there are three kinds of incontinence. Stress, which is the incontinence that occurs when a weakened pelvic floor muscle causes a woman to leak urine when coughing, sneezing, jumping, even laughing. It is also caused by intensive physical exercise. Sudden movements can also, set it off. There is also urge incontinence. This incontinence typically occurs in older women and is when she feels a sudden uncontrollable urge to urinate. Typically, you can see advertised on TV for some pharmaceutical products. They call it overactive bladder. This is just what is called urge incontinence, and it's caused by the bladder's detrusor muscles contracting when it shouldn't. This allows urine to leak through what is called the sphincter muscles. It's complicated. These contractions are uncontrollable and can strike anytime, anywhere, mostly during night while the woman is sleeping. For some women, the mere sound of touch of running water can have them running, to the nearest bathroom. Now, Femaxine is an antagonist that relaxes these detrusor muscles, lessening this uncontrollable event. At this moment, we get many messages from women that complain of suffering of this incontinence, mostly at night. One lady wrote to us telling us that she can't even think of intimacy anymore. They said that it's history. She says, I feel like a Niagara falls at night. And that is a very sad issue. And then there is mixed incontinence. As the name suggests, it's a combination of both urge and stress incontinence, or you can call it all of the above. So Femaxine works for all three of them.
Yeah, it sounds like Femaxine is a multi-purpose solution for sure. Good stuff there. Now, also, how is Femaxine helping women with their bladder health? Get into some of those details.
Oh, my God. The product has been in the market for only 5 months in Europe and the United States. And there are already thousands of good stories. Femaxine is changing lives. It is helping women regain their independence. It is helping women take control of their lives. I'm going to give you an example. Last week, a lady called us to let us know that for the first time in over 10 years, she wore shorts to a golf outing. She said that she felt happy because for the first time in a long time, she didn't have to hide her adult diaper anymore. She was so happy. She literally called us just to let us know that. That was so cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, excellent feedback already on that today. We are with Oscar Del Cid, the president and CEO of DNA Biopharm, which manufactures and distributes a comprehensive line of health products, including Femaxine, a female urinary incontinence supplement. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Female Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Oscar, have you performed any clinical studies on this yet?
Oh, absolutely. Femaxine was subjected to a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study performed in Madrid, Spain, in the Hospital for Women by Dr. Santiago, one of the leader doctors in the field. It demonstrated over 45% improvement and incontinence over just 60 days of use, and had over 90% satisfaction of treatment. You gotta understand that something has to be understood here. This is not a pharmaceutical product. This is a natural product. This works by sending very weak signals to the muscarinic receptors in the bladder. This is a cumulative effect. A woman will have a 45% improvement over 60 days. Well, this 45% will grow slowly as the treatment continues. Pharmaceutical products usually will work in a week, in 2 weeks, but they will have a price. They will give you increased blood pressure, headaches, back pain, dry mouth, inflammation of the bladder, urinary tract infection, nausea, loss of appetite, upset stomach, body aches, I mean, all of the above. Femaxine doesn't. So this is a very, very good result from this study. And one important thing is no side effects were reported in this study. Femaxine actually had similar safety as the placebo that the women took, which means that its safety was similar to taking nothing at all. So that's pretty amazing. It has to be pretty encouraging for women taking it. A 70-year-old woman doesn't want to take a product that will give her high blood pressure or the dry mouth that they are subjected with the pharmaceutical product. It is so bad, a woman cannot stop drinking water. And a woman with overactive bladder, the last thing she wants is to be drinking water all day long. The treatment usually lasts between 4 and 8 months to achieve goals according to the severity of the incontinence. And we are absolutely sure that if a patient gives Femaxine a try, she will be very, very happy with the results.
Oscar, pretty awesome information shared here today, and thanks for introducing Femaxine to the audience on behalf of DNA BioPharm. Where can our women purchase this supplement and or get more information online?
I would recommend women to go to our website, femaxine.com, www.femaxine.com, because they can actually see the clinical studies in there. They can go, they can look at them, they can analyze them if they want, or they can realize that there is science behind this product. Women shouldn't be skeptical about the efficacy of the product because it's a natural product. We went the extra mile by doing pharmaceutical level clinical studies to prove the efficacy of Femaxine. The product is also available at Amazon, and next month it will be available in Walmart Marketplace. However, Eric, I would recommend your listeners to call our toll-free number 1-833-362-9336. 833-362-9336. Because if they do, and they mention your name, we'll give them a BOGO. We'll give them one free box with a box that they buy, just by mentioning your name. And they can get the remaining shipments with a 15% discount. And very important, they can cancel anytime they want, no questions asked. I doubt they will, but they can. And all of the shipments are absolutely free.
Well, you can't beat that. And Oscar, really appreciate that kind gesture on behalf of our listening audience here with eHealth Radio. Again, folks, it is femaxine.com. Mr. Del Cid, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
No, Eric, thank you so very much. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you.
And it certainly was ours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Oscar Del Cid, President and CEO of DNA BioPharm, which manufactures and distributes a comprehensive line of health products, including Femaxine, that we've been discussing here today, a female urinary incontinence supplement. And again, for all the details, visit Femaxine.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.